about your experiences in Russia, mm-hmm. and that your contract was extended, you said, several times.
Well, yeah, because first it was extended with Delphi, mm-hmm. because they couldn't find anybody, you know, the same mm-hmm. ability, whatever it is, or desire to, you know, to take on that position. And then later on, they opened up a project in a town called Elabuga, which is really in Tatarstan, which is about 500 kilometers south of mm-hmm. Tolyatti. And they offered me that job, and I took that one. So I transferred back to GM. This was a truck factory, mm-hmm. building Blazers. But I still didn't move down there because, you know, it came out more reasonable to stay in Tolyatti and commute. Mm. So I'd go down there, and it's a five-hour drive, and go down there on a Monday, stay there till Friday, and drive back on Friday. And which was very interesting because I saw a lot of Russian countryside and a lot of, you know, different things which the average tourist does not see. It was extremely enjoyable, also educational too. And Beverly stayed with a daughter in Tolyatti because she had daughter was going to school there, and Beverly was teaching there, so everything worked out just fine.
Okay.
And then that ended up that project kind of came unglued. So then I came back to Detroit and worked in the tech center, first in the Pontiac Tech Center, which is a truck tech center, and then moved down to Warren, which is the main tech center.
Mm, I see.
Then I retired from Warren.
I see. When did you retire?
I retired, was it 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Two and a half, about.
Okay. Well, okay. Fortunately, we probably have to stop because I think there's another interview coming in 10 minutes, but I really appreciate your telling us your story. And I'll ask you to, if I could take your picture, and things like that. So let me stop the tape now. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.